trying to call home. All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? Yeah, I know it's hard to remember the people we used to be. It's even harder to picture that you're not here next to me. You say it's too late to make it, but is it too late to try? And in that time that you wasted, all of our bridges burned down. I've wasted my nights. You turned out the lights. Now I'm paralyzed, still stuck in that time when we called it love. But even the sun sets in paradise. I'm out of pain from trying to go home. All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? If happy ever after did exist, I would still be holding you like this. All those fairy tales are full of it. One more stupid love song, I'll be sick. Oh. You turn your back on tomorrow, 'cause you forgot.
Spending all this money while you sitting around wondering why it wasn't you who came up from nothing. Made it from the bottom, now when you see me, I'm stunting. And all of my cars are with a push of a button. Telling me I changed since I blew up or whatever you call it. Switched the number to my phone so you never could call it. Don't need my name on my show, you could tell it, I'm ballin'. Swish, what a shame, could've got picked. Had a really good game, but you missed your last shot. So you talk about who you see at the top or what you could've saw, but sad to say, it's over for. Phantom pull up, valet, open doors. Wished I'd go away, got what you was looking for. Now it's me who they want, so you can go and take that little piece of shit with you.
I'm out of faith, I'm trying to go.
Black mask, huh? Black gloves with a little bit of rope to tie. I flipped it. Black suits, yeah. White shirts, right. Black glasses with a matching tie. Like Agent J or Agent K, and I wish the whole world would.
Okay,
I'm trying to make.
make a billion out of 15 cents. Understand, understood, I'm a hope. Yeah, move and shake your culture. Barrier border, record breaker, won't you? Give credit where credit is due, don't you? Know that I don't give a number two. Y'all just halfway thoughts, not worth the back of my mind. But to understand the future, we have to go back in time. See, they can try if they want to. What pit saw's a bit raw. Took like jigsaw and built it all. Despite a big loss, I bet it all. Ain't fought blind against the world, Ray Charles. Y'all just halfway thoughts, not worth the back of my mind. But to understand the future, we have to go back in time.
Okay, nice song. Tell us a little story about that one, Sean.
I think part of the reason why I like it so much is it's a lot of what West Coast Swing is all about. In order to go forward, you got to go back in time and think about where you came from and the roots of it. And both of those, one of the things that really make them stand out is how much you got these breaks. There's kind of these stretches in the music. There's a lot of stuff to play with that you hear, that you can hit a pose, that you can stretch off your partner, give them the chance to dance a little bit and play around.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So while you're looking at, for instance, the Payphone song, it's one of your classic, it's one of the most popular songs on the radio right now. It's got a fairly consistent beat, but it's always got that sense that you can clap, you know, every other beat.
Yeah, yeah, you can pick that out of this. Quite nice.
Yeah, and that's any swing dance that you go to, especially if you've ever seen a swing jam, where people are standing around a circle and switching out partners as they're dancing and everybody sits around clapping. You've got to have that sense of an easy beat to find.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Makes it more fun for a... It just gives you a good guide for the steps you're doing. Yeah.
So. Definitely both of those are a lot faster. So beginners would not be dancing to that type of thing because you're trying to figure out which is your right foot and which is your left foot when you're just starting, let alone which direction you're going in.
Yeah.
But in my intermediate two class, they're dancing to that type of speed fairly consistently. But yeah, it's to me it's neat how much the speed is picking up in West Coast.
Yeah.
It used to be a very slow rhythm and a very leisurely style. And I think one of the things that a lot of people misunderstand about the dance is the kind of sound that it can be done to.
Mm-hmm.
Always makes me laugh how often I have people say, you know, I really think I'd like to learn West Coast, but I don't think I'd like the music. And I'm like,
But if you listen to top radio, most radio broadcasting, it's all, it can all be west, well swung west coast.
Yeah, it's a huge percentage of it.
Yeah.
And doesn't matter what type of music you like, you can usually find songs within your genre that you can do west coast swing to.
Mm-hmm.
I call it the Play-Doh of dances. Because you can dance it to almost anything.
Yeah.
And that's the gorgeous part about it.
That is very handy.
Should have seen the look on the salsa dancers' faces when I started doing West Coast to salsa music.
Oh, yeah. I guess, most music is now four count, four by four, so it would fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, swing is traditionally a 2-4 beat.
Yeah.
But it can be morphed and bastardized, and you can do it to a 4-4 or whatever. Just can't do it to waltz.
Yeah. Yeah, waltz is its own category, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of its own little animal. You don't get a lot of songs that are in 3-4 time.
Yeah, I got it. All right. Well, we'll do announcements eventually here, but let's say, want to throw in another couple of songs or one or two here?
Absolutely. The next two, I'm going to take you in a totally different direction.
Okay.
We're going to go to something that's more lyrical.
Okay.
So something that's about the tune, that's about listening to what somebody's saying and playing with that. You're going to hear a lot of stretches in the sound, a lot of breaks or places where you as a dancer are going to be given that room to experiment and to find out what you like.
Mm-hmm.
The two songs, one of them is somebody that I used to know by, I can't pronounce the name, Got Ye or something like mm-hmm. that. They're all over the radio right now. I'm sure that you'll have heard this. And a song called Secret. And the artist is a secret. So okay. I hope you have fun.
Yeah. Well, 100.3, the Swingin' Jazz Blues Show, episode 52. Go ahead.
You used to know.
You didn't have to cut me off.
Watch the sunrise, say your goodbyes, off we go. Some conversation, no contemplation, hit the road. Car overheats, jump out of my seat, on the side of the highway. Our road is long, your heart is strong. Please don't ever let go, oh no. I know I don't know you, but I want you so bad. Everyone has a secret, oh, can they keep it? Oh no, they can't. I'm driving fast now, don't think I know how to go slow. Oh, where you at now? I feel around, there you are. Cool these engines, calm these jets. I ask you how hot can it get? And as you wipe off beads of sweat, slowly you say, I'm not there yet. I know I don't know you, but I want you so bad. Everyone has a secret, oh, can they keep it? Oh, no, they can't.
Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care. Your local food source for beef, we have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Hi, this is Jeff Benoit. You're listening to the Swingin' Blues Show. This is 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio.
That's a good one by Outkast. Maybe we'll play that again sometime. So that was the last two songs were all really about that whole rhythmical, lyrical type of sound.
Yeah.
Being able to play with the music, something a little bit slower, kind of something you can sink your teeth into and really play with your partner in terms of the sound of it. The more that you watch a lot of West Coast swing dancing, or if you go to the dances, what you're going to see is a lot of people being able to take that and see what you can get away with doing. So, for instance, that somebody I used to know, which we're hearing on the radio nonstop right now, has a lot of that really background beat. So you're not listening to that driving beat in the drum, but you just get that little kind of snap in the background, and it's all about vocally what he's doing. And, of course, as we were talking about, true dancing expresses what you're hearing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so having a little bit of fun with that is what it's all about.
Okay.
But I'm going to be staying on a nice and slow kind of tangent for a little while. Do we want to do announcements now?
Yeah, you know what? I better do these announcements. It's important to the scene, and so I'll just try to go through some of these ones here. And I'd like to start off by mentioning here that new classes are available starting June 25th, and that's in Swing 1, Blues 1 and 2. West Coast Swing, which you told us about, and Solo Jazz. So, and that starts this month and at Hepcats. Also,
if you want more information on that, go to Hepcats' website. They've got all the details on when the classes, the times for it, and sign up.
HepcatHoppers.ca. Also, starting Tuesday, July 3rd from 7 to 9 is a swing performance class. And you learn two classic swing routines in 4 weeks with a dedicated partner. It's the California Routine and the Big Apple. Practice sessions are available and perform it in September on a Monday night at a dance. And it's suggested that you be at the level of swing 3 or equivalent. Also, where a DJ class is being organized, it's 4 weeks of classes. And the practice session includes a DJ swing dance night. And also here on this show, the Swing and Blues Radio Show on 100.3 CKMS Radio. So that's coming up for any of you folks who want a little bit more about the how you put your song together for a dance. Something called Doing the Jive is on Sunday, July the 29th from 3 to 5 p.m. at Hepcats. Also, our friends at the UW Swing Club, they're dancing in the park now on Tuesdays, 9 to 11, out there in Silver Lake.
A lot of fun to be out there dancing. Oh, yeah. Be out in the night air and underneath the gazebo.
I had a lot of fun out there over the years. Did you go yet this year? I haven't been out yet this year.
I haven't had a chance to go myself, but some of my friends have said it's a good time. So
it is. Such a pleasant way to do some dancing outside under a gazebo with your friends and favorite music. I want to mention that the jazz room is still going on. That's at the Hoother Hotel on Friday and Saturday nights. The Ray Part Hornick Band is playing on July 20th. Oh, that's quite a ways away. June 29th is Chris Terry. A little bit about what else is going on in the area. We have Swing Toronto is having their Saturday night swing dance party at Dovercourt House. Always a good time down there. I don't know if you ever made down there, Sean, but it's a hoot. They have a lot of three stories of music, and sometimes just two floors, and sometimes just the one.
Can't complain about that.
July 7th is Alex Pangman, actually, I think she sang here one time. She's great.
She's amazing.
Yeah, he is so. Oh, boy, here we go. It's the Rockabilly R&B Barn Dance, and that's going to be on Sunday, July 15th. And this is, the proceeds from this go to Hepcat Hoppers. It is a birthday party for Mr. Prevost, and I hope he's listening to our show tonight. He came on one time. We had a great time. And so it'll be from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday, July 15th. Live music, barbecue, hamburgers, and hot dogs, and dancing. Bring your instrument to join to jam with the musicians. And we're asking for a donation of $5 to help cover basic expenses. Holy smokes. Here, Sean, here's something for you. The West Coast Swing Dance Party, Saturday, July 28th. You mentioned that, didn't you?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a lot of fun. Going to get people from out of town, Hamilton, Toronto, London. It'll be a good time.
And some national events. Lindy Stott's coming up. I believe there's a waiting list available in case you want to get on that. There's something called the Rhythm Ramble. It's in Toronto on September 14th to 16th, and that's really excellent dance group from Sweden. There's some members of it, and I'm going to forget the name, but boy, I've seen them perform, and they are just super performers, Lindy bass, great stuff. Oh, Leonard Westerlund, and Iwa Burak, and Daniel and Asa Hedman. Victoria
if
Lindy?
If I can actually interject there for a moment, I do want to put a little thing out there for the Toronto Open Swing and Hustle Championships.
Yeah,
that is coming
that.
Up on July 19th to 22nd.
Okay.
Going to be able to take some lessons from some of the top instructors that we almost never get a chance to see out here. People from New York, from Texas. I am putting a table of people that are locals that want to sit together on the Saturday night. And it's going to be a huge amount of fun, that whole weekend of competitions and workshops.
Should be a good time. You get a hotel room down there, and you can keep yourself pretty well amused and learn some stuff at the same time. I bet you their program's pretty good, eh? They've had lessons all day long, all kinds of stuff.
Lessons, and if you get tired and quiet, you want to have a seat, you can sit down and watch some of the competitions, and generally it's a lot of fun to do. People are pretty friendly.
Just whip through a few more of these exchanges before we get back to some more music from Sean. The Victoria Lindy exchange is way off in October yet. The Harang Dance Camp is actually on now. We're just starting now, and that's the mecca for swing dancers. Good stuff. The Blues in Balboa in Seoul, Korea. We can catch a flight here July 6th to the 8th.
Wow.
Oh, you know what else is coming on? When does the Uptown Waterloo Jazz Festival sometime soon, isn't it?
Yeah, that is actually on the same weekend as the Toronto Open Swing and Hustle.
Okay. So
it's the third weekend of July. If you don't feel like coming out to do some West Coast swing dancing, definitely want to go up to Waterloo and listen to some free live music. Can't say no to that.
No, that's a great night. That's a great weekend of jazz music in the city of Waterloo. Blues and Bell Jazz Dance Film Festival in Seattle in August. The Jeju Swing Camp in Korea, September. The Cologne Lindy Exchange in Germany in August and 1st of September. Rhythm Shuffle is close by, Buffalo, New York, middle of September, the 14th, 16th. And last list here is the Cleveland Lindy and Blues Exchange, September 21st in Cleveland, Ohio. Sean, there's just no shortage of things you can do, is there?
If you really have the time and the money, you can be dancing every single day of the week anywhere in the world.
It's scary. So let's get back to tonight's topic. We're here at the 52nd show episode of this show, the Swing Jazz and Blues show. So we've been on the air 1 year. Thanks so much for our supporters. And tonight we're featuring with my co-host Sean Brown, music and some of the scene building and scene activities in West Coast Swing. So we've gone through quite a different bunch of songs, probably about half a dozen or better than that, and we've covered various instrumental, high-speed, low-speed, lyrical-type interpretations, top 40-type, radio-type songs that would really work for West Coast Swing. What do you have for us next?
I'm actually going to keep it nice and slow for now. We're
going to
be staying with the lyrical for a little bit, do a couple of songs. One of them is your classic type of thing you would have heard on the radio, Free Fallen by John Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
And also going to take a step back into our rhythm and blues and do the song Peel Me a Grape by Diana Krall.
That's a classic, man. I love that song.
All right, sweet. Well, let's enjoy it.
She's a good girl. too. She's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses and a boyfriend too. Yeah, yeah. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys standing in the shadows, and the girls are home with broken hearts, and I'm free, free falling.
Crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow. Talk to me nice, talk to me nice, you've got to wine me and dine me. Don't try to fool me, bejewel me, either amuse me or lose me. Getting hungry, peel me a grape. Pop me a cork, French me a fry, crack me a nut, bring a bowl full of bonbons, chill me some wine. Keep standing by, just entertain me. Champagne me, show me you love me.
love me best, way to cheer me. Cashmere me, I'm getting hungry. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap. When I say do it, jump to it. Sent out for scotch, boil me a crab. Cut me a rose, make my tea with the petals. Just hang around, pick up the tab, never outthink me. Just mink me, polar bear rug me. Don't bug me, new thunder burn me. You heard me, I'm getting hungry. Peel me a grape. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap. When I say do it, make my tea with the petals. Just hang around, pick up the tab, never outthink me. Just mink me, polar bear rug me. Don't bug me, new thunder burden me. You heard me, I am getting hungry.
That's nice stuff. It's getting late at night, and that suits West Coast as well.
Most certainly.
Okay.
One of the fun parts about going to a lot of the competitions and exchanges is you get there on Saturday night, inevitably the dancing goes until 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you got a few hardcore people going, and at that point, that's pretty much the speed that people are dancing.
Yeah.
If you've been dancing until 3 or 4 in the morning, you are not going to be doing something high speed.
I betcha.
Your body is toast.
Yeah. Well, that's a, Dinah Krall, that's jazz, like... Yeah. That's her stuff. Jazz.
It's your classic jazz and blues, and mm-hmm. it's just such a warm, connected type feel, yeah. right? Even the sound of it is not this, like, independent. It's just kind of got, you want to grab a hold of somebody and sway.
Yeah.
And once again, if you're dancing properly, you want to be expressing that in your dancing. It's just getting that feel of swaying with somebody. And, you know, even that Free Fallin' song, it has a lot of places where you can stretch and hold and really play around with it.
Yeah.
So it makes a lot of fun.
Well, I'm glad this, you know, this selection of music brought tonight covers, I can't think anybody would be unhappy with, hasn't found at least one song in there that, who would like that type of song. And as you've illustrated, they all have the fundamental requirements for West Coast.
Yep.
With a good, strong...
two beat.
Yeah. So, wow, whoever thought, then, so you can attract a really wide audience of people, because everybody's going to like at least one song. It's just their perfect style. They like it. Yeah. They met that last one was the jazz people. They get that.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, it's interesting. I have a lot of people when they're talking to me about West Coast, and they ask me, is the dance a 6-count dance? Is it an 8-count yeah. dance? And my answer is always it's a 2-count dance. Yeah. Because so much of this dance changes, and you don't know whether it's going to be 6 beats or 8 beats or 10 or 12 or 20. And as long as you're counting to 2, mm-hmm. You're going to be fine. Out of your 4 main basic steps that all steps in West Coast Swing come from, 3 of them are 6-count rhythms, and the 4th one is an 8-count rhythm. Right. And probably that last one, the whip, is the most important and one of the signature movements.
Right.
As we were talking about during one of the breaks.
Yeah, that all swing dances. Swing dance is noted because it has the whip or the 8-count, and it exists both in the West Coast Swing and Lindy Hop.
Yep.
Yeah.
The only form of swing that drifted away from the 8-count rhythms as much was your East Coast Swing and Jive,
mm-hmm.
which do have that as outliers. They do use some 8-count rhythms, but they very much gravitated more towards that 6-count beat.
Mm-hmm.
And West Coast really gives you the ability to do pretty much whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And the better you get at it, the more you start to take half of this step and half of that step yeah. and a quarter of this other one, you stick them all together and you kind of make your own soup out of the mix, right?
That's the creative energy.
Yeah, huh? Exactly. I feel my juices flowing. It's all that creativity.
That creativity,
out.
It's just pouring out. But I get what you're saying, and you're right. And you know, some dancers, they like to capture little chunks and pieces from other styles of dance, and there's lots of room in most music. You could throw in all kinds of funny, interesting, and over and underhand, like the upper body movements or whole body traveling the floor. Yeah. Is there a Does West Coast Swing have a provision there to travel the dance at all?
In competition, not so much in social dancing.
Right, okay.
Social dancing, you pretty much have your own little spot.
Yeah.
You're very careful about not running into other people. But it's slotted, so you just take this one little stretch back and forth. So it works very well in bars because you can do it right up by a particular part where you can let everybody else dance in the middle of the floor and
yeah.
you just dance on one little side of the floor. Which means that you don't have to take it's not a huge footprint on a dance floor, which kind of makes it a lot of fun. Well, I'm going to bring us back to the music again here because I got two more songs to play for you here because
yes.
we're starting to get towards the end of this.
It is so, and this is a swing, jazz, and blues show, and we're stuck right between the pleasurably in between two great hip hop shows, Pressure Drop from 8 till 10, and DJ Camilo coming up here at from 12 to. How long are you going at night now? To 4?
Not tonight.
Not tonight, to 4. It's been a long day, yeah? So we're so lucky here on our show here to be stuck between two great hip-hop shows, and I welcome you all to listen to as much CKMS radio as you can. It's great radio. Okay, Sean, tell us what you got.
Along those lines, we're going to be taking up on that hip-hop. So our first song is going to be from Usher, and it's going to be More. And the second one is going to be from Robin Thicke, called Cocaine, and a huge amount of fun. We're going to wake everybody up, get something fast and rolling. You
okay.
might recognize this song from the last time that I came on here and we did the West Coast, because the world champions did their routine to this next song. So
okay.
I hope you guys enjoy.
Good choice of music. We'll talk when we get back.
an animal, I'm that monster in the mirror. The headliner, finisher, I'm the closer, winner. Best when under pressure, with seconds left for sure. If really want
yeah.
Okay, Sean, boy, you have shown us so many different varieties of music, and all danceable with West Coast Swing. Pretty impressive, I'd say.
I've got to say, it's a huge amount of fun. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to come here and share some of the different kinds of sounds and feels and rhythms that this dance is capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what type of music you like, you can find something in West Coast Swing that connects to you.
Yeah.
And I was just hoping to give everybody a little bit of a taste. And if you heard something that you liked or you have any questions, please seek me out. I'm more than interested in talking to anybody that has a question. We're a friendly group. We're interested in meeting new people. And I hope you've enjoyed the sound and the music that is West Coast.
Well, I hope we can see you and your teaching crew up more often. There's lots of time and space in our schedule, and we're looking for a good variety of music in our, on our Thursday night's Swing Jazz and Blues show. And folks, this is the 52nd episode, which means we've been on the air for 1 year. And thanks again to our faithful listeners and all the other DJs and hosts in the background for supporting our cause here. And we'll switch over now to DJ Camilo and the late-night hip-hop show. Just want to thank you again, Sean, so much for coming out.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a blast being here.
And we look forward to coming out again with some more guests. And this is your host, Jeff Steger, and we'll sign off tonight. It's been also another great night with a great guest. Our 52nd show, 52nd episode. We'll be back next week with... your host will be David Trin, and he'll probably tell us what his guest will be, and then I'll be back the week after that. Okay, that's it, folks. We're out of here, and thanks so much for being on board. We'll play a song or two, and then we'll have DJ Camilo in. 100.3 CKMS Radio, their best and only community radio station here in the KW area. We'll see you later.